We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, it's time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. So, you know, I really do count on you every morning, Mike, because I figure with people who've got some skin in the game here, some money that they could gain or lose, you're getting a good feel for where everybody's mind is at.
Yeah, we really are, John. And you and I chatted online here just a little bit earlier this morning about some frustrations that are certainly evident now in a lot of folks that I'm getting a chance to talk to, particularly some WRVA listeners. And there's some conundrums out there that it's really hard to understand because your perspective in this dilemma is very important. John, there's a couple of those. One, you know, the markets have just gone through the worst single quarter we've ever had for the stock market in terms of percentage decline. We also had the fastest during the month from a non-bear market into a bear market, 34% decline in 23 days, I think it was. That's also the fastest, steepest decline that we've ever experienced. And there's a lot of reasons that that's happening. But then we had a very nice rally off those bottoms. That rally has stalled here a little bit, John. And I'm sensing some frustration from investors that were saying, wow, I hung on. I got through that big sell-off. Now I got a little bounce. I'm supposed to get rewarded for that. And you will. Okay, but it's going to take a little time. It's very common in bear markets to have the big sell-off, get a bounce, and then we'll call it a retracement. Some people will call that we had a dead cat bounce. I don't know if we'll test lows again, but we're just not going to go straight back up, almost no matter what happens with coronavirus numbers. John, the other area that you're seeing a lot of frustration, just take mortgages, for example. There's a lot of people out there that need, and I think expect to get some sort of forbearance in their mortgage payment. Through no fault of their own, they can't make their mortgage, whether it's a house that you own or whether you're a restaurateur who's been closed down or you're a hairstylist or a barber. You're expected to pay your mortgage payment, and you can't pay it, and so you want some forbearance. And that seems sort of intuitive. But remember, John, on the other side of that, there is an investor out there that purchased that mortgage, and they're expecting to receive that income every month. And maybe they're paying their bills with that. It could be part of the large retirement portfolio or a pension fund. So the other side of that transaction is looking for a mortgage. Mm-hmm. Then you throw in the fact that we have people out there that are saying, hey, this would be a wonderful time for me in this very low interest rate environment to refinance my mortgage. So they're calling their mortgage bankers and saying, hey, want to refinance, and they're either not able to get it done or rates really aren't as low as they hoped they would be in this environment. Well, the reason is the exact same. For that mortgage to get refinanced, the old one has to get paid off, but it's pooled up with a whole bunch of others that may or may not be given some forbearance, and the new ones need to be packaged and resold. Well, the investors that would normally buy those aren't sure where they are with the ones that they own, so they're really not in a position right now to buy any additional mortgages. So we have a lock. We have an impasse there. It's not permanent, okay? But in the short run, while everybody's trying to do what they believe is the right thing, whether it's get some forbearance, give some forbearance, get refinanced at lower rates, all of those are admirable. We'd like all of those to happen. But it's just hard to make them happen all at one time. They will all get done. but it's frustrating no matter which side of that equation, where you are in that equation, because we all want to get them done, but it's just a little frustrating right now. And we're seeing that bubble around out there in the marketplace. My best advice to folks is try to be patient on those, stay in constant communication, and if you're worrying about how this is going to impact your portfolio, really think twice, maybe three times before you make any dramatic changes to your existing portfolio, because with this much uncertainty out there, there's a good likelihood that what you do is going to be wrong. So if you are okay with where you are, if you've gotten this far, pretty good chance you just need to be holding steady on your portfolio right now.
I'm sure that's frustrating for a lot of people, but
it is, and we're seeing the same thing happen in the energy markets and the oil markets because we have a glut. So you'd think there should be an opportunity for investors there, but we have the same situation with debt markets going on. Mm-hmm. And so are there going to be great opportunities in things like the energy market? I suspect they are, but it's really hard to identify where they are right now. If you are not a true trained professional in the energy sector and you're looking for a bargain there, be careful. Because if you find it, it's more than likely that you were lucky, and there's more opportunities for people that are trying to make those wagers now to make a big mistake. So I don't want to discourage anybody from investing at any time, but caution is the buzzword on both sides right now.
Makes sense.
It feels like it's going to last a long time, John, but we're going to begin getting numbers that I'm going to use for those evaluations in very short order. We're starting a new quarter. So on Friday, we're going to get jobless claims numbers. We're going to get new jobs numbers. Right. Hey, gang, I'm guessing they're bad. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
But we can begin to evaluate from that. And then shortly after that, we're going to get real numbers that have the first impact from corporate America. Then we can start evaluate what's going on. That's where we'll begin to look for bargains.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, be well out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.